نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، everybody is anxiously waiting to hear the results. Everybody is, or at least majority of the students and majority of the parents are anxiously waiting to hear the results. And there are some who are not really concerned, because according to them, even if they don't excel, what loss are they going to incur? Because people have different level of understanding. So those people who have a good understanding as far as deen is concerned, high level of understanding, they are looking forward to good marks, that I want to excel, because if I excel, that is a sign that alhamdulillah I am progressing in ilm. If I excel, my parents will become happy and they will make dua for me, and the dua and the praise of parents is very, very beneficial for their children. If I excel, my teachers will make dua, and as a result of their dua, I will progress much in my deen, much in my ilm, as a result of which I will become very successful in the hereafter. So such people very anxiously wait for results. They want to pass, they want to excel, they want to come first, they want to come second. And there are those who feel, as due to lack of understanding, if I pass, alhamdulillah, if I fail, the gift that those people who come first will get is worth 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds. What is 5 pounds? What is 10 pounds? What is 15 pounds? So these are the two categories of people we have in such gatherings. Those who are very, very anxious, and those who are not anxious, not really bothered. And that's why they will continue to remain lazy in future as well. We will be in a similar situation on the day of Qiyamah as well, when we will all be gathered together, not only 200 people, millions and billions and trillions of people, everybody from Adam alayhi salam until the last person, from the first jinn to the last jinn, the Anbiya, the Malaika, everybody will be there. And there will be some who will be very, very anxious, looking forward to their results, because they had toiled very hard in this world and they will be expecting a good result. And the second category, who did not strive, who in this world do not really pay attention. So what if I come last in the class? So what if I fail? Nothing wrong. I haven't lost anything. But there it won't be same. Those who will expect to excel will be looking forward to their results. And those who expect to fail will be in big worry and grief, because there it's either Jannat or Jahannam. Only two choices, Jannat or Jahannam, no other choice. So those who will be looking forward to passing in their exams, getting good results, they will be looking forward to Jannah. And those who did not do well in this world, whilst Allah gave them the opportunity to do good for the hereafter, they will be in grief, in anxiety, worry. What will happen to me now? I will get my book of deeds in my left hand, I will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. I wish I wasn't alive. I wish I wasn't resurrected. I wish I was turned into soil, like Allah will turn all the animals into soil and finish, no future. So this gathering that we have twice a year, the presentation jalsa, it should remind us of that day, the day of the year. And what we are doing now is connected to that day. Because those people who wish to prepare and prosper in the life hereafter, the first thing they need is ilm. It is amal that brings the success of the hereafter. It is amal that takes us into Jannah. It is amal that saves us from the fire of Jahannam. And for amal we need ilm. And that is why you come to the madrasa. That is why you are sent to madrasa. That is why we all continue learning, even the teachers. They don't teach with the intention of teaching only. No, they teach with the intention of learning as well. That we learn new things daily because we are teaching. During the process of teaching, we learn so many new things ourselves as well. And it is the desire of all the great scholars. It has been the desire. It is the desire that I wish I can remain a talibul ilm, a seeker of knowledge until I breathe my last. So I urge all of you, including myself, that let us make a resolution today. And that resolution is that come what may, I have to save myself from the fire of Jahannam. And I have to acquire entry into Jannah without first having to go in the fire of Jahannam. I want to go direct in Jannah. And for that we have to do amal. Follow the do's, stay away from the don'ts. And not only do's and don'ts, but try to do many extra things as well. Perform 4 rakat farz of Zohar. Perform 4 rakat sunnah muakkada. Perform 2 rakat sunnah muakkada. And also 2 rakat nafal. And if there is time, perform another 2 rakat extra. There is nothing wrong. The more we strive for the hereafter, our behavior, especially during our teens, our behavior is, we just want to fulfill the responsibility that is on our shoulders. So we come in the last minute in for salah, we quickly perform 4 rakat farz and we go. Without realizing that sunnah muakkada is also necessary. We will be questioned for not performing sunnah muakkada. Many young people don't perform vitra salah after the isha salah. No connection also ever with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come rushing into the masjid and they go rushing out of the masjid after salah for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. We cannot raise our hands and close our eyes and think about Allah, ask for our needs. Because we are young, we are healthy, nothing grieves us. Food, clothes, everything is there ready for us. So we think we don't need to ask Allah. Everything is there. No, my friends, we are in need of Allah all the time. All the time we are in need of Allah. What if your father passes away whilst you are still young? And your mother also passes away? It can happen to you. It can happen to anybody. And you are left at the mercy of your relatives, other people who are not so kind. What will your life be like? Think. There are young people. There are young people who suffer from cancer at the age of 10, 11, 12. It can happen to me, it can happen to you. So don't take everything for granted. And even if nothing happens, we have to turn to Allah more because He is keeping us safe and sound. So come with this resolve now. Change your attitude, change your thinking, change your behavior. One of the calamities of this day and age is that people don't grow up quickly. At the age of 18, I'm still young. Not young, I'm still a child. They behave like children. When assembly is taking place, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, they cannot sit respectfully and listen attentively. If something is said, they look at each other and they laugh. It's funny, it's humorous for them. The teacher is talking about deen. And when we discuss deen, we have to talk about everything, everything that is related to our lives. We have to talk about things which we don't want to talk about. But people find it funny, people find it amusing. People just don't grow up. At the age of 25, at the age of 30, some remain children even at the age of 35. They just don't know how to behave, how to conduct their lives. And the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so responsible. Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion, a luminary of the Islamic world, great companion. Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu, he was made the commander-in-chief to lead the army. When did he get married? At the age of 12. At the age of 12 he married, and at the age of 13 he had a son. We live in this country, we follow the laws of this country. It is necessary. I am not advising people to get married at the age of 11, 12, 13. All I am saying is that if Amr ibn As married at the age of 12 and he had a child at the age of 13, he must have been responsible. And then he nurtured this child, Amr ibn As. He nurtured this child. He made tarbiyah of this child. And what did he become? His child, muhaddis of his time. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who has narrated the most ahadith to the ummah, says that when it comes to the collection of ahadith, nobody can compete against me except Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. So in his young age, he nurtured his son. He motivated his son to benefit from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as possible. So my dear students, as we grow up, we have to become responsible. I am 13, I am 40, we should think this way. I am 13 and my siblings are all younger than me. I have a sister who is 12-year-old, I have a brother who is 9-year-old, I have another sister who is 5-year-old, and I am the oldest. And they see me as an example for them. So I have to behave accordingly. Not arrogantly, not with pride, not oppress them that I am big, so I am the king, you have to do what I tell you. No. A fatherly figure. We should behave in such a way right from our childhood that our siblings will respect us for the rest of our lives. They will look up to us whenever they need anything, and they will listen to us when we guide them to do good things and when we guide them to abstain from wrong things. And if we become a bad example for them, if we misbehave, and our brothers and our sisters copy us, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be responsible. So please, my dear students, you are ni'mat for us. You are blessings for us. At the Islamic Dawah Academy, Madrasa Riyadul Quran, any student who takes admission in Madrasa Riyadul Quran, or Riyadus Salihat, or Jamia Riyazul Ulum, the full-time madaris, you are blessings for us. You are ni'mat for us. Why? Because through you, we are able to acquire the pleasure of Allah. If you don't come, we can't teach anybody. If you don't come, who will we teach? You come, so we teach. And as a result, Allah becomes happy with us. And inshallah, as a result of this teaching, this tarbiyah, some of you will become, inshallah, all of you will become good Muslims. All of you will become the torch bearers of Islam. And as a result, on the day of Qiyamah, you will intercede for us, that, oh Allah, it was his effort. So we are very, very happy to have you in our madrasa. But become serious. You are young, so you cannot become serious like me. I am 55-year-old, so I will behave like a 55-year-old. And you are 13, you are 14, you are 15, you are 12, you are 11. So behave like 12-year-old, but as a, like a Muslim should behave. You should behave in front of your parents. You should play with your siblings, but in a nice way, in a nice manner. Go and play football, but don't become obsessed with football. You should remember all your responsibilities. In young age, we play as well. That is part of our life. But in young age, we have some responsibilities towards our parents. We have some responsibility towards our school education, our madrasa education. We have responsibilities towards ourselves. We have responsibilities towards the Creator. Balance everything. Not that it's a Saturday, so I will wake up at 12 o'clock. I will play with my games at night and I will not sleep till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then I won't wake up until 12 o'clock lunchtime. Then I will have brunch, breakfast and lunch together. And then I will leave home and I will not return until 10 o'clock at night again. Parents don't know where you are. Maybe you're doing something which you shouldn't be doing. Maybe you are not doing anything which is wrong, just playing in the park football. Just sitting with friends, just walking around here and there with friends. But you have given all your time to just one thing. Permissible. No problem. Permissible. It's like somebody going to the shop with 50 pounds and coming back with one thing only. With one thing only. You want to make tea at home, somebody gives you 10 pounds, go buy items for tea and you come back with sugar only, you buy 10 pounds. Permissible. There is nothing wrong. Nobody will say you've done wrong. Nobody will say you have sinned. But how can we make tea with sugar only? So this 10 hours that Allah has given you, like 10 pounds, use it wisely so you can make a cup of tea. So 10 hours that Allah has given you, use it wisely so that you can relax in this world also and the hereafter also. So please, my young friends, young students, my sons, my brothers, you are everything to us. We are Muslims, we are brothers, we are sons, we are fathers. We care for each other, we care for the whole of humanity. So from today, become serious. Whatever you learn, try to practice. Certain things are so simple, but you cannot practice. Why? Because you don't make the intention of practicing. Going in the lavatory with your left foot or right foot, what difference does it make? Giving something, taking something with the right hand or left hand? Do you do it with the left hand because it's more harder with the right hand? No, it's sheer carelessness, that's all. No worry for the hereafter. No concern, if I do it with the right hand, my Allah will become happy. If you thought this way, you would do everything correctly. So try to learn, work very hard, be attentive, listen carefully, understand what Allah wants you to do, and then do it. Do it. Ask and make dua to Allah. So Allah, make me do those things which please you. Keep me away from those things which displease you. And become a source of happiness for your parents. Because if you become a source of happiness for your parents, inshallah, your children will become a source of happiness for you. And if you hurt your parents, your children will definitely hurt you. Guaranteed. And always stay in good company. Always have good friends around you. People with good habits. Friends with good habits. Perform your 5 times salat regularly. Learn, practice and teach others. Learn, practice and teach others. Become a model of a good Muslim. So that those people who see you can appreciate Islam. They can follow the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make dua for me as well, because we are still very young. Allah accepts your prayers. Make dua for me. Allah accept me as well. Allah gives me tawfiq as well. Make dua for our Islamic Dawah Academy. You belong to the Islamic Dawah Academy. Islamic Dawah Academy belongs to you. We are benefiting from Islamic Dawah Academy. So we should all make dua for the Islamic Dawah Academy, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a center for disseminating ilm, amal. And may Allah make it a place of safeguarding the deen and spreading the deen. Wa akhiru da'wah. Alhamdulillah.
والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والحمد لله.